This is 90.3 KEDM Public Radio. I'm Corey Crow. If you don't have any direction with your money, it may be because you don't have any direction in your life. Certified financial planner Byron Moore talks about creating a life plan and letting it drive your financial plan on this week's Wisdom on Wealth.
If you want a plan for your money, get a plan for your life. A life plan is just like a flight plan for an airplane. It gives direction. It's also like a nation's constitution, expressing the values important to that nation and building laws to reflect those values. Once your life plan is in place, your financial plan can then be a natural reflection of your values. Suddenly, it can all make sense since you can now see the bigger picture and the longer term. Writing a life plan is not a 15-minute process. In fact, if you do it right, it's going to take you quite a bit of thought and reflection, and that equals some work. It may take an entire weekend, or it could take several weeks. It's just going to take a little bit of time. Why don't you use the following tips to begin formulating your own life plan? Step number one, define your values. Now, these values are the principles that guide you in your life. If you've never done anything like this before, take some time. Don't rush it. You have certain values and principles that guide you. Work at identifying these and then reducing them to writing. Step number two, express those values. In a fashion that is meaningful to you, write a first draft of these values that you identified in step one. Feel free to write a yucky draft at first, knowing that you're going to refine it as time goes on, so don't be a perfectionist right out of the starting blocks. Some will write nothing more prosaic than a punch list of their values. Others may communicate their mission statement in the form of a poem or a song. Still others may do so in simple paragraph form. Just remember, the only audience for this is you. So relax. This is a tool to use, not a piece of artwork that's going to be on display for others to critique. Step number three, live your values. Well, this is where the financial plan finally comes in. Assuming that you don't have all the money in the world, you're going to have to make some choices. You can't have everything. So what are your priorities? Your life plan can help you see and identify those priorities. Also, since we don't have all the money in the world, we can't have it all right now. Therefore, we've got to save and invest to have those things eventually that we want. That means that we've got to do without some things today so that we can have the things that we want tomorrow. Your life plan can help you balance today's pleasures with tomorrow's priorities. If you'd like an example of a life plan, contact me via email, phone, or mail, and I'll get one to you. My email address is bmoore, B-M-O-O-R-E, at argentadvisors.com. When NASA launches a satellite into deep space, it doesn't aim its rocket at the point where the planet or the object in space is right now. It aims it at the place that that planet is going to be upon the moment of arrival. A life plan should be a lot like that, aiming you towards that place that you want to be. So get going. Map out your plan and enjoy the journey. Offering you Wisdom on Wealth, I'm Byron Moore.